As you know, it's November, or you should anyway at this stage, we're well into it. Or as it's come to be known, of course, Movember, the month when the men of Ireland spout moustaches of various shapes and sizes. Are the women not allowed? Okay, I won't. As a result, it's also the month of the year that journalist Deirdre O'Shaughnessy, she hates this one the most. Deirdre, welcome to the programme. Explain yourself. Why do you hate Movember?
Good morning, Dave. It was just my luck to be met at the RT Cork studio this morning by the lovely Antone, who himself has a moustache. So I'd just like to say to Antone, this isn't personal. The prospect of Movember coming up every year gives me a little chill, and it's my least favourite time of year, and the one simple reason for that is the mo. Now, I have no problem with the concept of Movember. Raise money for charity, grow a moustache instead of running a marathon and shaving your head. That's fine. It's for men's cancer charities, and I'd be the first one to endorse that. Like my own dad, who has a beard, by the way, had cancer a few years ago, so I'm down with raising funds for cancer and I'm down with beards. But moustaches, no. I'm not anti-men, I'm not anti-facial hair, and I'm not, most certainly not anti-cancer charity. I'm just anti-moustaches because, Dave, they are just not nice.
Okay, well now hold on one second. First of all, you said beard and you said moustache. I think a beard and a moustache are about 5 billion miles apart. They're completely different things.
Exactly.
As you will agree as well, I'm sure.
I just want
to get two people up on the phone line now who both have fantastic moustaches. First of all, Jerry Fish. How are you, Jerry?
Very good, very good.
Good man. And we've seen it. It literally goes from, if you stood in that loan, part of it would hit Galway and part of it would hit Dublin. It's really out there.
I've kind of kept going. It started life as a beard, but I was in Paris recently. I walked by the Salvador Dali Museum and I think people thought I was going to do some kind of performance.
you were an exhibit, were you? Because it does look
almost
Salvador Dali.
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of Salvador, you know. I kind of like, so I'm just letting it at the moment, and I've become a mo-mentor.
Okay, well, hold on one second. I mean, obviously you're into the charity thing too, and so is Deirdre as well, but just in terms of that, like, you know, people start in August saying, okay, I'll do this for November, and it's too late. How long have you been getting that one going from Galway to Dublin?
Well, like I said, I kind of started with a big beard and I ended up looking a little bit like Santa Claus for a while, and kind of just shaved the grey bits off and the moustache was left, and it's fun for me, you know. But the Movember thing, it's so important, you know. It's the thing, you know.
There's a lot of noise in the background there, but hold on a second, Jerry. That's all very well. Like, we know about the charity, we know that bit's great, and we know it's fantastic. You know, Deirdre's still allowed slag. If she doesn't like a moustache, she's allowed
but
not
is,
like a moustache.
Is it envy? Is it truly envy?
You know, I'm sure if I put in the same amount of effort that you did, Jerry, I could probably get there eventually.
there was a comedian on the telly last night, and she's trying to start up Fanuary.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. We could totally beat the socks off you.
Right, okay, fair enough. All right, now, the other man that I just want to mention that people will know instantly, right, just because, oh, moustache, there we go. Willie O'Dea, how are you?
Good morning, Dave.
Listen, just tell me about it, first of all. Would it be true to say that, like, you know, if I saw a picture of 20,000 people or 10,000 or 100 people in Dáil Éireann over the last 10 years, you would instantly jump out at me, not because of the fantastic thing you've done necessarily, which I'm sure you've done lots of fantastic things, but because of your moustache?
Yes, it's a bit of a badge of identity, all right. I mean, I came by it by accident initially. I was in college in the 1970s, and it was the cool thing to have long hair and moustaches and beards, etc. And I never went as far as the beard. I had the long hair and the moustache. I sort of got rid of the long hair, although my hair grows very fast, and I have to get a haircut once every month. But I've held on to the moustache, and people tend to identify me by that.
And do you do things with it? Do you trim it? Do you wax it? Do you clay it? Do you paste it? What do you do?
No, I just trim it. It tends to grow, and it tends to grow rapidly, like my hair, and I trim it occasionally, but I don't do anything else to improve.
Okay, well, since being a student all those years ago, have you ever gone without it?
I shaved it off once. Yeah, I did. I shaved it off once. I remember going abroad for a fortnight. It's the longest period I think I've ever been abroad. And I shaved off my moustache. And I got quite a shock when I looked in the mirror. And I was wondering what was wrong with the mirror. Why was there somebody looking out at me who was a total stranger? I decided I saw too much of myself. And I decided to regrow it.
And do you think it lends more gravitas to your pronouncements that you have one?
No, not necessarily.
God, Deirdre, stop laughing. Stop sniggering.
Sorry.
Not at all. No, not at all. I mean, it's just an appendage that has become part of me, and I'm used to it, and people are used to me having it, and it tends to help them identify me, which, of course, is very important for a politician to be identified.
Absolutely, it is. Now, Deirdre doesn't particularly like moustaches. Where is she wrong?
Oh, no, she's probably right. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, it's a personal choice, obviously. I mean, I interact with loads and loads and loads of female members of the population. I've met dozens of them since I came down from Dublin, literally across the desk at my constituency surgeries, and nobody has commented adversely.
What does your wife think of it, Willie?
She tolerates it, you know.
Tolerates. You see, that's a key word.
It's been many, many, many years since we ever discussed this. But okay. I have to say, when I met her first, I was actually sporting a moustache. So, I mean, I feel now that if I got rid of it now, it could be, you know, the whole thing would be some sort of misrepresentation. I'd missalt myself.
Okay, well then, let's get to the very root of all of this thing. Because one sports a moustache, obviously. Jerry, like with yours, you know, when you got it, and started doing it, Jerry. The growing stage was probably not appreciated even by you, was it?
Well, I live in the country, so I can grow as much as I want, you know. And it's the thing is, I remember women being repulsed initially when I started playing around with facial moustaches. When I was hanging
it
around,
sounds
with
like some kind of a gateway drug.
Yeah, kind of. But like, I was hanging around with a klezmer band, and now called the North Strand Contraband, and I was growing this kind of gypsy moustache, and women were repelled, but now I've let the ends grow and it's quite long, as you say. I find women are attracted to it because I think women appreciate time, and they see you putting time into something.
So you've invested time in this. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Well,
all right.
No, I'm not saying that. That's what I think. Women appreciate time. I think that's what they.
Okay.
Think.
Well, let's go back to you, Deirdre, then, just in terms of the difference between the whole thing, because I once, unfortunately, had the old beard thing. Like, see, the problem with the beard is beards are really pretty fantastic. Every second band in the Americana kind of music thing at the moment, they've all got them, and that. And they can be really good if you grow a proper beard. I remember Paul McCartney grew a beard once and it looked fantastic because the beard was on both sides. In other words, it was up above the kind of line and down below. Mine was only down below, so I couldn't even sell on Fublooks outside a dodgy pub. And I'll tell you, Luke Kelly looked like bloody George Clooney compared to me. It was disgusting. But I'll tell you one thing. I didn't do the moustache thing. And do you know why? Because I'm with you, Deirdre. So come on.
Are you? Yeah. Well, that's good to know, Dave, because I got a lot
much
of
much as I love
this.
Jerry and Willie. Oh, God.
What I will say
is... I'd like to ask, how do we know this is Willie O.D.? Because he's impersonated so much on the radio.
That's a good point.
Willie O.D., what's your wife's maiden name's dog? All right, listen, hold on, Deirdre, just let's get back to this, Deirdre, just about this. So you do like a nice beard. I must say a nice beard has to grow below and above, and it can be very cool if it's very close to the skin and not curly.
Yeah, and you see, the problem with Movember really is, like Jerry said, it's that growing phase. You see, I'm not a fan of moustaches, but I do appreciate that men like Jerry and Willie have put in a lot of time and effort into their moustaches, and I'm sure they've been trimmed and combed and waxed, and they're looked after. Like, they're kempt, not unkempt. Whereas this whole Movember thing, you see pictures of people putting up on their Facebook page when they just look like they had a bit of a rough night and they kind of look unwashed. And like, that's not, you know, a deliberate moustache. That just looks like you're not very good about personal hygiene. And then you see it the next day and you see them looking just a bit scruffier. I mean, I met somebody the other day who I was telling them that I was coming on talking about this, and he said, "Oh yeah, what do you think of mine?" And I was kind of looking at him going, oh, you're doing it. Oh, I see. And I hadn't even noticed. So Michael, you know, keep it up if you're listening. But he's fair haired, so he hasn't a hope. And all you see is this little bit of scruff. And the problem is they just look like they're unfinished. They sort of remind me of a caterpillar on top of someone's face. You know, those hairy ones, hairy mollies. And, you know, I think part of my problem with it is that I was a big Roald Dahl fan as a kid. I think your last contributor was talking about Roald Dahl as well. And, you know, Quentin Blake that used to do the illustrations for the books. Yeah. The illustrations of Matilda's dad had a moustache, and I don't know if anyone remembers this book, but he was this small rattish looking man wearing a kind of very well drawn cheap and ill-fitting suit with this sort of weaselly moustache perched on his upper lip. And the character of Matilda's dad is a used car salesman who puts sawdust on people's engines and things like that. He's kind of Del Boy without the heart. So
no,
now
but wait a minute, the caterpillar one is like John Waters. No, not the Irish John Waters writer. I'm talking about the other John Waters, who's the American film director. He's got this little thing just above the lip. That's the caterpillar.
Yeah, hold on a second. Hitler.
One of the problems we've got... No, hold on. That's what I was going to get to. Because one of the problems we have here is we have people with really good moustaches, Willie O'Dea and Jerry Fish. The problem is we should have somebody of the other 90 95% who have moustaches, most of which are absolutely crap. For instance, take a look at the Liverpool football team from about 25 or 30 years ago.
Yes.
Each one to a man, guilty as charged.
Yes.
Disgusting. I mean, even the Hitler one. I mean, the Hitler one is just revolting. Actually, there's
well,
one.
He was famously a big fan of Charlie Chaplin. I think that was the problem
that's
there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, Charlie's wasn't real, though, was he? He just put that on for the movies, I think. Listen, Willie, what do you think of the Hitler kind of one? The ones that are just underneath the nostrils as opposed to...
Yeah, it's not me. You know, it's
you're not Hitler. We have it. Willie O.D. I'm not Hitler, says Willie O.D. Get the T-shirt now.
No, no, it's not the thing. That type of thing wouldn't suit me.
Well, it wouldn't suit your votes, Willie. I'd say you'd be out of votes straight away.
It may be that it would suit some people. I haven't seen anybody sporting one of those moustaches that it actually suited, I have to admit.
Yeah,
no,
I tell you,
Hitler kind of put an end to that fashion somehow. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think there might be a good reason for that. Do you remember the Father Ted episode where the little thing was on the window and he'd be waving at people outside and he suddenly sees that moustache on him? If you don't know what I'm talking about, forget it. Let's move on. Okay.
Actually, the guy from Sparks, he was right.
Russell and Ron Mail. That's right, yeah. The other guy had the curly hair and your man had the weird, and he used to sit at the piano stony faced. Yeah, that's right. Very good, Jerry.
You know, the thing, last year I was approached at Electric Picnic to get involved with November and I said, please leave me alone. Do you know what I mean? I didn't also did not want to be involved with people going moustache. But this year, I've just done a gig with them in the Workman's Club, and you know, I got the shocking kind of fact that 1 in 8 kind of men are going to get prostate cancer in Ireland, and it's a month of fun growing moustaches and kind of Mo sisters and Mo brothers, you have to register on Movember.com. Whether you grow a moustache or not, it's a great fun movement, you know, and it's a great way to raise money. I think having fun rather than.
But Jerry,
kind of,
the women of Ireland are red raw.
But the women of Ireland have always been red raw. That's what makes it such a great country, you know.
Wait a minute. Are you sure the women of Ireland are red raw? Just take a quick listen to this. It's 25 seconds long. You ready? This is from the movie Intermission.
I wasn't going to say it to you, but since we're having this discussion, would you not? Would you not get yourself a bit of Imac or something, huh? Get rid of that old Ronnie you're cultivating.
I haven't got a Ronnie.
Well, no, I mean, you're hardly the Burt Reynolds League, but there's such a thing as grooming, you know? Whether you're courting or not, love.
Springfield coming up now.
Deirdre, any of your friends got a Ronnie like your woman?
No, of course not. Most of us are much too into our personal hygiene for that. But, you know, if challenged, I'm sure we could meet the challenge, you know. But, the thing about this is that if you call it a mo, you know, this Movember, as far as I know, was brought from Australia and New Zealand, where they also run Blue September, which is a much more acceptable version of the whole thing, where you just wear something blue and it highlights men's cancers as well. There they call it a mo, you know. That's kind of cool, you know. It brings this antipode and cool to it. And, you know, you can call your orange juice OJ and pretend you're in the surf club with Curtis and Selena. But here, you know, we're in the cold northern hemisphere. You just look a bit silly with your Ronnie. It's not a mo, it's a Ronnie. You know, and an unaccompanied moustache, especially if it's a bit weak and sparse and a bit sad, it looks like an open bracket. It's kind of going nowhere, saying nothing and ruining the sentence it appears in. And sometimes if they even look a bit sinister, you know.
Okay, and by the way, Jerry, in your past, or Willie, in your past, like have grandfathers, like you always associate big, huge portraits over walls.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did they?
My great-grandfather had exactly the same moustache that I'm sporting now, and I'm a bit proud of that, actually. You know, he was somewhere on the docks in Dublin with this huge moustache. Don't think he was doing very much, but, like, right. I know he had a wonderful moustache.
Well, listen, look, congratulations, Jerry, and thanks for talking to us, and good luck with Movember and raising the funds as well. And Willie O'D in Limerick, listen, thank you very much, Willie,
thank
for talking
much,
to us also. Very
thank
good
you.
Indeed. And also, Deirdre O'Shaughnessy, thanks very much. I think you kind of won that one, but you were up against two people who have good moustaches.
Now, respect for those moustaches,
for the list
fairness.
I could read in front of me, I must say, I think they're naff myself, but there you go. Like, you know, your man Flanders. Anyway, listen, good luck. Thanks a million,
Deirdre.
Take it easy. Good luck. It is time to go. So.